This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
We've covered the collapse of some big for-profit colleges, First Corinthian, now ITT Tech. One of the groups that accredits colleges like these will no longer be recognized by the U.S. Department of Education. It's called the Accrediting Council for Independent Colleges and Schools, ACICS. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more.
Accrediting organizations are supposed to make sure schools that get a stamp of approval are doing a good job. The Department of Education says the one we're talking about, ACICS, didn't do that. Robert Kelchin researches higher education at Seton Hall University and says that means a scramble.
Within 18 months, all these colleges have to find a new accreditor or their students will lose federal financial aid.
We are talking about billions of dollars in aid for hundreds of thousands of students, more than 200 schools.
They're going to have a tough time getting accredited, and they might fold.
Christine Lindstrom is with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group. She says the Department of Education is sending a warning.
It's telling other accreditors that they really need to step up their game.
ACICS has appealed the decision, calling the department's conclusions arbitrary and capricious. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.